Hey, After Buzzers. If you didn't know, it's Kevin Undergaro, the executive producer of After Buzz, along with my partner, Maria Menounos.
Hi, everybody.
And Maria and I, as you know, have put so much time and money into the After Buzz TV product and really haven't seen a lot in return.
Nope, not yet.
But one of the ways you guys can actually help us is by tuning into our new reality show, Chasing Maria Menounos. It premieres Tuesday, March 18th, 10 o'clock, 9 p.m. Central. And features me and Maria basically bickering, fighting.
No, it's not just bickering and fighting. You get an inside look into my life, behind the scenes.
You'll also get a behind the scenes look at AfterBuzz.
It's really funny. It's not just bickering, and it's not fake either. So that's actually something
to think about. It's definitely not fake. But please tune in to Chasing Maria Menounos on Oxygen, Tuesday, March 18th at 10 p.m. All of your support will help AfterBuzz because Maria certainly won't.
So rude.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
It's a really good one.
It's total fist pump music.
I'm like, Night of the Roxbury.
Oh, good one. Yeah. Hello.
I know. I thought we'd hear a little bit of it, but I think the intro's really long, so we'll be here all day. yeah, it's still going. Hey, guys. This is the final episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're all a little sad, a little sentimental today. We do have reunions, obviously, to cover, but this is the last episode, and I'm here tonight with my lovely ladies again. Who am I with? I'm Ashley, obviously, you guys know that, but who am I with tonight?
I'm Charlotte Brope, and what's up, guys?
Hi, I'm Cassidy Gard.
And Jill is away at the moment, but she'll be back for the reunions. And yeah, we are going to cover the last episode. I don't know, I'm just feeling like this was one of those episodes that I expected a ton of drama because usually you end on a high note, but I mean, or I shouldn't say high note because that would be a positive thing, but end on, you know, end with a bang. And it was a little bit like another episode like last week where I kind of felt like there was nothing to really talk about.
Yeah, it wasn't a closure. Yeah, we got no closure from this.
Right.
So that's what I guess we're going to get from the reunion.
Yeah, I think hopefully they purposely did that. I'm starting to wonder when is going to come the time where these slowly but surely start getting canceled, because I think that they are groveling for footage, something going on. I mean, this was a very desperate attempt at keeping us entertained. It was so bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I just thought it was one whole episode at the party and nothing much happened. What did you guys think?
Well, usually when there's a party and there's a bunch of housewives, there's tons of drama. There's drinks thrown. There's people yelling and screaming. They contained themselves. So it must have been a real party because obviously, you know, it wasn't in somebody's backyard at a barbecue or something. They probably had to contain themselves a little bit, but still.
I mean, the most dramatic part was probably just when Yolanda told Ken, please don't touch me. And that was pretty much the only area that got super tense and awkward. I was like, whoa, Yolanda.
Right. That's true.
She was going at him. But I thought it seemed fake. I think the whole party was fake. I don't think this was a real official one because no one was there. It was like a total of 40 people probably.
Mm-hmm. All gravitated to one little part of the entire pool area.
Yeah, they were taking up a fourth of it.
Yeah. And I think you said it, Cassidy, when we were screening, that they started this season with a party for the Beverly Hills, what is it?
The Commission.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. And now they've ended the season with the same thing. It's like we've come full circle, everything that's happened and
beginning to end, exactly, full circle. I don't know. I just feel like with this episode, I was expecting them to take each other aside a little more, have a little more privacy when they were talking. It was really forced. It was like, it just, these little tables all set up in the middle of this party, and they can't find an area to go to in the lobby or something. I mean, if you really want to talk to somebody and you really want to get, you know, your story straight, I don't know. I would just take somebody aside in a quiet area. If you're at a big party.
Exactly. And that reiterates the fact that is this really the actual party for right. it? Because do you have, like, confrontations for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills going on at, like, a big event like this?
And do you really have your projection up on the side of the building with a couple really dated little icons and designs of, like, diamonds and, like, shooting arrows? It just seemed really contrived.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking back to when Carlton was here, and I know that when she talks about being asked to join the show, it needs to seem very organic, but I think a lot of people commented on the fact that she said she didn't even get approached to do this season until she had been to the first party, and mm-hmm. it was with Kyle, and she was like, yes, after I was there, you know, they approached me, which would be really ironic considering for this whole episode, there was no Carlton or Joyce with more than maybe 5 words each.
Right. You know? So it shows that they can handle, they're going to produce the drama regardless of whether or not Carlton and Joyce are there. That mm-hmm. the drama is going to come from the yes. same people that have been on the show.
Exactly. And I know we're following the blogs. Everyone knows that it looks like they're on the chopping block.
So. Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem with them. They don't need to be there for all this to happen. They right. want people to add to the drama, not to sit back and be like, oh, I'm just gonna chill.
Let's do shots, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. Getting into before the party tonight, it was, I don't know, I was a little bit shocked to see, even though we know Brandy and Kyle are getting along now, seeing Kyle and Mauricio show up at Brandy's door and Brandy and her new boyfriend, Drew, I mean, seeing them in the limo was weird to me. I just remember seeing Kyle so many times being in the limo with Joyce and being, it was just weird to see Brandy and Kyle showing up together. Mm-hmm. Typically, that tells us who you're getting along with when you're sharing the limo with somebody.
That's very true.
And so seeing her with her, we just knew ahead of time this is, you know,
I mean, these girls, resolved. Like, switch their friends so quickly. It's like, okay, next day I'm going to be friends with you, and I'm going to share a limo with you.
Right.
It's like, geez, like, don't you guys have any time? Like, I think Lisa and Brandy were truly friends, and... But I don't know. These girls just seem to change
that. You think they were truly friends, even when she said that Sheena, you know, just happened to make a mistake, and she didn't really...
I don't know.
I think Lisa's perception of... Sheena is skewed based on her needing Sheena for her spinoff, and I think you see what you want to see, and you avoid seeing what you don't want to see. And I think in this case, Lisa could see the whole picture and see where Brandy's coming from. But if she does that, she's kind of being a traitor to her other show.
Exactly,
I mean, where she is her friend on that show, and she's her daughter's is her friend on that show. She can only say so much on camera.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's a very smart woman, and I don't think Lisa bases her friendship with Brandy off Sheena, and even no. thinks about Sheena being involved. And to Brandy, of course, that's a huge thing that Lisa hires Sheena. But Lisa has a show. Sheena's one of the big characters in it. She can't really do much about it, like, if she wants to be successful. But that's that kind of person that Lisa is. Obviously, she cares more about her business side and what's going on with TV and being relevant than her friendship with Brandy. And that says a lot about it.
Yeah. Well... Regardless, she goes. They go to the party. They're obviously in the limo. They get there, and we see a lot of things. The thing I thought was interesting was that we see Carlton and Lisa in the same party, but never once do they really stand together and talk and really remain close-knit. And I thought after that meeting they had last week at Lisa's that was kind of a way for Lisa to have her person, kind of like her bodyguard, that new friend that's going to stand by her. But Lisa kind of stood by herself the whole night. Carlton kind of did as well. Carlton really wasn't with Lisa the entire time. I thought that was going to be a definite, seeing them together all night, everywhere they went.
Especially because Carlton didn't bring her husband. So usually when you're off in couples, maybe you do have your time where the couples kind of do their own thing. But she brought her nanny, Lizzie.
Lizzie, yes.
So she was just there. Either they did hang out, but nothing was happening, so it wasn't shown.
Wasn't her husband there at the start, or did I imagine that?
I thought they were too, but I don't... But actually...
Okay, maybe I just thought... I saw later I saw her with Lizzie, and I just assumed.
No, but. I think you're right. I don't think I saw David. I think I assumed that I saw David. Okay. But I don't think I actually saw David. Same with Yolanda's husband, with Mike Foster. David Foster. Where was he?
Well, we know who wants to be on the Real Husbands of Beverly Hills, and it definitely is Mauricio and Ken with their little.
Well, even Carlton mentioned in her blog last week. She said at the beginning, like, are we looking for like a spinoff of Real Housewives of the male version of the Real Housewives, because she was referring to the golf scene with the guys. I don't know.
Right.
This
what
is a
we,
lot.
What did we think about that conversation?
Which one?
The
one
you know, where Ken and Mauricio kind of just take it aside, and Ken seems to really stand up for Lisa and say, like, my wife would never do that. It didn't happen. Do you think he's turning a blind eye, or...
I think, once again, the guys do it smart. The guys do it the right way. They take each other aside. I mean, granted, they still did it at the party. I think that anything like this that's serious should be taken.
And they were hugging.
Right. But Mauricio said to him, you know, because Ken was about to chime in. Mauricio's like, listen, just let me get my word out for a second. And Mauricio came in with he did it in a way that didn't make Ken feel like he was attacked, because he knew Ken was already going to feel attacked ahead of time and defensive, because he already has this preconceived notion that everybody was against him. So when Mauricio does come over to him, I feel like, you know, he heard him out, and he was about to hear him out even more until the girls came in and just decided right. to ruin that situation. So they, I don't know, I felt like that was like a producer push, like, go over there right now. Like, why are you all going over there? It's the same thing with when Lisa was talking to Brandy, and then everybody comes over at the same exact time.
Completely.
How coincidental.
They mm-hmm. all like, they all walk in like in a line, and Yolanda's putting her hand around her arm around Mauricio. It's like, what are you doing? Like, firstly, this isn't your husband. Secondly, she keeps making this about her. Ken, why do you keep saying I'm stupid or what, you know?
Yolanda's on the chopping block, too. That's what I heard.
Yolanda was honestly looking for an apology. I mean, words like that, when they're said and they plague you and it just bothers you and you feel disrespected and you feel like somebody really messed up, at that point, if you mention it a time or two, at that point, I think she was like kind of groveling for an apology. She wanted to hear, look, I'm sorry. She did not go about it in the right way. I mean, right. she kind of went about just attacking. She was like, you're always here. Like, she was very negative to start. And then he just said, you're stupid again. And she looked right. like she'd been slapped. She's like, he said it again.
Did you guys find it crazy at all? Sorry, but did you find it crazy at all that Brandy was like right on Yolanda's side. I never thought I'd see the day where Brandy would go against Ken in anything, because like the two of them were always like best friends, always together. And
yeah, couples are always. I mean,
he always stuck up for her. Right?
Yeah, but she's having such an issue with Lisa. I think she's just like, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, Ken's with Lisa, and that's it. And she's just washing her hands of it.
What were you gonna say too? Because I interrupted you.
It's okay. I don't remember, but but Brandy, I think she's just. She's done a complete 180. She's gone from being really good friends to now nothing. And she wants to completely
Brandy has
cut
with
every,
Lisa.
Yeah. yeah. Lisa and Ken, she's just like cut them off. Like, that's it. Friendship done.
Well, it's hard. And, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Well, I was just going to say, it's the fact that before she's saying Lisa brought her in because it was like she was a little puppy and she needed help. But now it's like she's going to buy a house. She has 2 bestsellers. Is it now that she doesn't need Lisa anymore, that she doesn't need to repair that friendship? Or is it Lisa... the other way around?
I think it's a bit of both in this situation. I don't think they're both rosy, and I don't think they're both, but they're both at fault. I think they're both equally, I think Lisa is genuinely hurt by the situation. I think you can tell that by the way that she's come in the whole time. Like, you can tell she's sad. She was crying after Cabo. Were they in Cabo?
Puerto Rico.
She's been hurt by this situation, but I guess they all have.
Yeah, it was a different seeing Lisa tonight was a lot different than seeing Lisa last week or the week before, because she was a little bit blindsided with all of the tabloid rumors in Puerto Rico. But now she's had time to digest it all, and you could see that she's come in with the idea, as you know, she knows that she's going to be this is going to come up again. She knows she's going to go to a party where they're going to bring it up again. She took the route of, let me just be quiet. And let me show that I'm hurt, but I'm not going to say much. Versus last time where she kept on saying, no. She kind of just said nothing. She's like, it's up to you. I don't know what you're going to think, Kyle, but whatever you think, you know, it's out of my hands. Almost like she's just over it. Mm-hmm. Done. I got better things to do.
So what do you guys think now? Do you think she did it?
Well, Carlton's blog said that, last week said that she was there too during this time where Brandy and Lisa were supposedly together with the tabloids that came out. And Carlton said that... she didn't see them. She said that she didn't see them, but she said that if that were the case, Kyle should be asking Brandy for an apology as well, because Brandy was there during this whole entire tabloid
and was the
thing.
One that bought them.
Right. So why is she not asking Brandy for an apology? I think Kyle's playing it safe, because I think Kyle knows now, like, she and Lisa, they've had their issues, you know. I don't know how much more you can do with that. But I think she knows with Brandy, you don't want to get on Brandy's bad side, because Brandy will, like, literally throw you over. She'll make up things about you. She'll do whatever she has to do to remain relevant. So I think that she knows, like, it's better to stay on the safe side, say nothing to Brandy, mm-hmm. and let Brandy bury Lisa. And I'll just stand here and pretend
yeah,
like I don't know.
Yeah, why is it such a big deal if Lisa wanted it in Palm Springs versus if Brandy already had it in her house anyway? I mean, I think Brandy's making the whole thing up, honestly.
Yeah, she has no problem making things up. I mean, we know that she has no problem calling the girls ahead of time and saying, I'm going to fight with you and I'm
this
giving you a heads up.
This whole episode is centered around her. And it's not centered around Carlton, and it's not centered around Joyce, and look who is on the main line to not come back next season.
Right.
So Brandy is doing what she thinks is going to keep her relevant, and I just think that it's going to die out at some point. It's just going to all die yeah. out. But right now, and I'm just like, who cares? Who cares?
What about
Kim? We have
Kim?
Two whole episodes about this. I think Kyle is very all about family first. And protecting the family, I think she probably said something to Bravo along the lines of, if you want me back, hire my sister again. And I don't know if she would say, I won't come back if, you know,
I feel like if she said Ken that, they'd doesn't. Be like, well, see ya. I mean, I who are you to tell me?
I don't know.
You think so? You think that they would bow down to her? I feel like I feel like that's very disrespectful to say.
Well, who are the top three? We have Lisa, we have Kyle,
mm-hmm. and Brandy. I'd say Brandy. So if they don't have one of those three coming back, like I think that Bravo would do a lot for Kyle. I do. Because yeah. I think they know if they didn't have Kyle and Mauricio, like, because honestly, Mauricio kind of plays a big part in it too. Like
up
pulling
until,
Ken
well,
aside.
This,
like,
this is the last
know?
Couple episodes. Prior to that, yeah, he really didn't, but as much. Mm,
he's one of the more present husbands.
Yes, yes.
Him and
agreed.
Ken are the two that are around.
Right.
You don't see much
but
of the others.
What do we really care anyway? At the end of the day, well, I'm just trying to give another point because I'm thinking yeah. Kim is a, for me, anytime I watch Kim, she's funny in her confessionals, and when she yells and gets involved in people's fights, it's just weird. It's just, it doesn't make sense. She's unfiltered. She doesn't really, I feel like she's just out of this whole social circle. Like, she's just out of it right now. She doesn't know what's going
yeah.
on.
But she wants to be in a place of recovery and not doing anything.
So why
are
you doing this?
All of this. So I would think that the number one thing to do is to get out of the filming, get out of the party scene, get out of the opportunities where you're in a position where you're compromising everything that you're working against.
Agreed.
So,
yeah. And Ken said tonight, I mean, every time Kim chimes in, it's always kind of weird. I don't remember exactly what he said, but
yeah,
it's always
I have it.
Strange.
She's unpredictable and says strange things.
Totally
okay,
true.
But honestly, if she does not come back for a new season, she's a single mom. She has like a daughter in college.
Yeah.
Where else is she going to get hired to make any sort of living if she's not doing this show? I mean, where else are you going to see Kim?
She has child support from both guys, I'm sure.
But aren't all of her kids almost 18? Because that ends at 18.
Oh, that's true.
So
I don't know. I mean, she has a very rich sister and very rich brother-in-law. I mean, she has two very rich sisters and two very rich brother-in-laws, but one of them is a Hilton. So, I mean, I don't think she'll ever be on the street.
Well, I don't think she'll be on the street, but I don't think Kathy Hilton's the type that really wants to write checks for her sister to support her.
I don't think so either, but
might write something nice at Christmas once a year, but Kim, like, where is she ever going to work after this
I don't
show?
Know. I have no idea. Wait, did she work before the show? Would we even know what she did before the show?
Our kids were younger then, so she was in the prime time of child support. But after that, I don't know.
She was a child actress.
We can do without her, for sure. But, I mean, I think that Kyle does play a large part in all of the drama. There's never really any drama that doesn't involve Kyle or Lisa. So.
And even if it doesn't involve them, they chime in and make it.
Right.
Involve them.
Right, right. I mean, in this case, this was an opportunity for Joyce, if anything. I mean, this was Joyce's vacation. Usually when it's the person's vacation, like the first time she had her Palm Springs thing, she was centered around a lot of the drama because she was attacked. But still, you know, whether she was there or not wouldn't have even made a difference. We didn't hear from her. Obviously, we understand her father passed away. It's a very sad circumstance. But I'm just saying, when's the last time she was even involved in any drama?
The prime time would have been this party. She goes up to Lisa and says, hey, I invited you on a trip, and then you left my resort with my friends and family, and you went to one down the street. Like, let's talk about that. I mean, that would have been the perfect opportunity for her to stay a little relevant. So.
Let's talk about that. So Lisa tweeted a photo that she was at a different hotel in Puerto Rico.
Right. She clearly didn't care if anybody knew.
Firstly, when did this tweet go out? Because they're not supposed to tweet things. Wow. The show's being filmed.
Well, I think they can if they don't say what they're doing or if they're filming, maybe. Because I know there were a lot of pictures that people were taking, paparazzi was taking in Puerto Rico of them. I mean, you could see 5-6 cameras on the beach from People's Candid.
I never see these pictures posted anywhere.
I'll show you.
Where are
I'll show you them.
Posted?
I have them. There, if you just Google image Beverly Hills Housewives Puerto Rico or RHOBH Puerto Rico, they all come up.
And the tabloids, I mean, if these tabloids have been out for 2 months, 2 months is what Kyle said they'd been out for. And Lisa has a sex tape that was out on tabloids. I didn't see that either.
I want to know if any of our viewers and listeners have seen these tabloids. Because
I know what it is.
Them.
I know what it is. It has to be how soap operas have those little soap opera digests.
Soap
where
opera
they
digest.
Only post about the people
right.
on the show. There must be somewhere in the Bravo world that they have these paid for shoots that they do. I mean, when I said what paparazzi, where were these posted? Daily Mail. I mean, I've full on seen people, hello Juliana Rancic and Bill, that had Daily Mail just come and photograph them and then they post it later.
Well, what about Lisa saying the same magazine had me on the cover about a sex tape? First of all, what?
They would
I
never
think
put
I would remember
two housewives.
That.
That is prime time real estate. That's reserved for like Leanne Rimes, Brandi Glanville. They're not going to have two on the front page. No one cares, honestly. Not when you have Brad and Angelina and everyone else.
Right.
I mean, this is like
I want to know what magazine it was. I mean, you would think they'd be able to say.
Well, we saw a picture of it last week.
Yeah, but that was fake. So, that was like such a photoshopped
fake magazine.
It
wasn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely weird. I don't know. But, okay, so whatever these tabloids, if anybody saw them or has a picture of them, you know, let us know for sure. You guys comment all the time. We definitely want to know. It's been baffling us for weeks. We're like, what tabloid is this? Okay, so Yolanda and Kim, on the other hand. So Yolanda's another one they're saying might be on the chopping block because really she is not. She's putting, it seems like these last five episodes or so, she's kind of put herself into the drama when she's not even involved because she's like, listen, it's getting to an end. Like now I got to start being relevant. Now I have to start stirring the pot. It kind of seemed that way. But she and Kim were bonding about their children going to college. And that's really.
Bored.
I know, exactly. But really, other than that, we didn't see much from Yolanda and Kim. We did see Yolanda chime in with Ken and tell Ken, don't call me stupid. If my husband was here, this and that. But really, there's nothing that's involving her at this moment.
Wait, this was a low blow. And she said, do you think my husband wants to hang out with someone like you? And she carried it on. But that main part, do you think my husband would want to hang out with someone like you?
Right.
Whoa.
Well.
Like that.
I think
she's putting low blows
she
in.
She is. She is.
Like,
she is
this a desperate call to try and create something around
her? It's a low
her,
blow, but she's just been called stupid. I mean, that is a very high – I mean, that's a lack of respect to call a woman stupid. And then he says, you're going to get involved with all this little woman conversation. He is belittling women to turn into terms about their level of intelligence. I mean, that is a pretty low blow.
You're not intelligent to her.
So if she's going to talk about class, I don't think David Foster would call any of the other housewives stupid.
Well, David Foster, remember when he was playing the piano with Taylor Armstrong and Taylor was drunk and Taylor just her husband had, she just found her husband hanging in the living room like literally months before that, and she was talking while David
he
was talking.
Her out.
He called her right out. He was actually, in my opinion, rude to her.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I understand where he was coming from, but you have to understand her circumstance. She was hurt. She sees this family. They are getting along really well. They have a great marriage. And this was last season. I was shocked, and I was like, wow. So David has it in him to call people out. I think what he did was worse than what Ken did.
I agree.
Because this is someone that's...
Well, okay,
he should have been a little
I
more sympathetic.
I agree that is rude, but... I don't really remember. I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't specifically remember. But is there a chance that his back was turned and he was playing piano and just said, please be quiet, to the general room and didn't realize?
I don't remember exactly. So
because in that circumstance, if it was Taylor and he like looked right at her, I mean, yeah, come on, just cut her a break. But if you're playing piano.
Do you remember, Charlotte?
I don't think it was general.
I don't think so either. If you're playing piano... Do you
this just came to my head now, or else I would have obviously looked it up. But this just came to my head
now.
No,
I agree.
But
I remember it.
You do. But I do remember it being – I remember thinking to myself that it was rude, whatever it was. So I think he had something to
do. I mean, it's rude, definitely, anyone to be reprimanded in a situation like that. But at the same time, don't talk when people are playing music. So.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think he did, because I remember her getting upset at him after that. So obviously she got upset at him. So, yeah. Definitely. Anyway, in any case, Yolanda's saying that he wouldn't get involved. He will get involved in certain situations if it has to do with something that's bothering him. So, whatever. We'll put
I
that aside.
I just think, like, it wasn't right for him to call her stupid, but
no, not
she
at
keeps
all.
Chiming in
right.
and getting involved where she's not involved. Like, Ken was just annoyed at that stage. He just had enough. It's like, okay, shut up. You're being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think he said it the first time kind of by accident, because you kind of hear him say, it, you're, like, he almost, like, says, almost says it's, and then says you're stupid. He doesn't, I think he just says it so fast, and then he's gonna stick to it afterward.
And yeah, and it's not like he's using a different vocab, like, different vocabulary. He's using the same word every time. Like, he's just saying, you're stupid, you're stupid. Like, he's not saying, you're an idiot, you're a bitch. Like, he's not saying, he's just saying, you're stupid. Just shut up.
Well, I think it, at the same time, he's never really been my favorite.
Oh, I like Ken.
He's never been my favorite. It's not that I don't like him. I'm not like, oh my God, Ken. Mm-hmm. I love Ken. Be quiet, everybody. It's Ken. But, you know, listening to him talk tonight and hearing him say once again that you're stupid, I didn't like that.
And then he goes farther and says, your level of intelligence.
You're not intelligent as he walks away. So I think he is being a little childish. I think at this point, after it being in his head for a few days of kind of letting it settle in, I think he should have seen this as, you know what, maybe I should have backed off a little bit. I thought he would have got a little more common sense in the situation and just said, you know what, let the girls do it. Let the girls handle it.
But then,
because Lisa's acting like she doesn't even know what's going on every time he yells. She's like, I don't know.
But it's Mauricio and Ken talking. Then Lisa comes over. Then Yolanda comes over and whoever else.
Ambush.
Whoever. And then Yolanda and Mauricio and Ken are still talking. And then Yolanda stops chiming in again. And Ken pulls Mauricio. It's like, come on, like, let's carry on our conversation that Yolanda, like, no one else was really talking but Yolanda.
Right.
She was just chipping in. It's like, stop.
Well, it's
this
kind of,
isn't your fight to fight.
Like, right. No, it reminds me of Real Housewives of Orange County when Jimbalino was being spoken to by Heather Dubrow's husband. I forget his name, but he tried to speak to Jim, and so he took Jim aside. And then someone else came into the conversation. I want to say it was Tamara. It was a guy. One of the other men came in, and regardless, all of a sudden Jim backed away. He's like, screw this. Like, this is an ambush. I don't like this. And so I think this happens more often than not, and I don't think it's coincidental. I think the producers have a lot to do with who walks in on people's conversations.
Because
it's just too coincidental.
Absolutely.
If there's no mics there, they don't know what these two are talking about. Mm-hmm. They don't know that they're arguing. They were talking very civil. It's just, you know, that was too.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It always happens. It's a recurring theme in every Real Housewives, so I just feel like it's something where they're always planning it. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about it, so they got what they wanted, you know? But I want to know what you guys think. I love hearing what you guys think about tonight's episode. I want to know if you think that tonight was very much reality, or do you feel like the producers had a little bit to do with a lot of the circumstances involving Ken and Mauricio's conversation that the girls walked into. Let us know what you think. You can log on to our iTunes, and you can also comment on our YouTube page. So we definitely want to hear what you have to say. And, going back to the party. So we have that circumstance. Now we have the topic of Sheena. So Brandy takes Lisa aside and says to her right out, listen, this is my issue, A, B, and C. She just puts it on the table. Nobody ambushes. Isn't it coincidental? No one walks over on their conversation here because they want those two to fight alone because it's not going to be any more dramatic with everybody else. They don't want to risk Lisa walking out. Mm-hmm. They want them to there. So no one's going to bother them. They're in their own little area. So she says, okay, so it really hurt me. You know, this was my husband. I was pregnant. I was cheated on by this woman. And you want me to be friends with her? And what does she say back?
Lisa says that Sheena didn't know that he was married.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Has Google not been around for 10 plus years?
We are, exactly.
So where is this she doesn't know he was married? Shit. I said it. I just get so enraged with anything with Sheena and Lisa.
Well,
that's
been her story the whole time, that she didn't know he was married. And she was just as hurt knowing that he was married. It's like...
Then she would have way less attitude every time she saw Brandy. She is such a little...
She's really rude to her.
In front of Brandy.
Yeah, I would be entirely different. I would play it different. I just would be very humble. I would stay away from
her. I'd be mortified. And I would feel like my karma was going to come bite me in the ass if I was Sheena.
Yeah.
It's
true. Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's just... Her head's very big right now. She likes the 5 minutes of fame. And I feel like... You know, at the end of the day, when this show's over and Vanderpump Rules is over and you're just a regular person again looking for a regular job and, you know, you have to now be humble because in the regular real world, you can't be cocky and rude and think that people are going to want to talk to you
bow
and hire
down
you.
To you.
Because being a homewrecker follows you. Anytime you want to be anywhere and you want to re-boost yourself, any woman that's a real woman that has any sort of respect for marriage and family life will always look at you and know that you did something as awful as that.
And that's what surprises me about Lisa, because that's what I do see her being like. I see her being somebody who cherishes family, cherishes being loyal and genuine.
I don't think she cherishes other people's families.
No, her family.
Her family.
I think she cherishes her family and takes pride off being like her and Gannis still together. Right. Like they're in love. Like they're a couple. They're a partnership. And she has a great daughter. And so it surprises me that she's okay with Sheena with what she did.
I don't think she is. Like I said, I think that she has to say that because she's going to be a traitor of her own show. Mm-hmm. If she turns on Sheena and says, "You're right, screw Sheena." She has a TV show she's producing and it's starring her in her Vanderpump staff.
Yeah.
She has to find a way to look like she's genuinely believing that Sheena is completely innocent.
It's a good person.
And it stinks because she has to she's kind of trading her true character, like her, you know, who she really is, because I don't think the true Lisa would believe what she's saying, but she has to sacrifice that.
Like we said before, she's just a very good businesswoman.
Yeah, she is. And I feel really bad because Brandy just needed to hear that she agrees with her and that this was a horrible thing. She's like, but she didn't know. It's like, doesn't
and
matter.
She was devastated.
She was devastated. She was, I mean, that's terrible. She's like, she had no idea. Brandy's like, are you kidding me? I was pregnant. Do you know how hurt? She was trying to open up to her and say, listen, imagine if this happened. It's like, no matter how many times she tries to put Lisa in her shoes, Lisa doesn't take it.
Lisa was always looking for her 15 minutes. I mean, she thought she was going to make it big with this Lifetime movie actor. And then he obviously went and ditched her for Leon Rimes that he met on the set. I mean, Eddie Cibrian was never an A-list actor that anyone had heard about until he became relevant with Leanne. So she was really groveling.
Too, though. We knew a little bit about him from the
That was club. After Leon Rimes, though.
That's after?
He got booked on that way after Leon Rimes. So.
Wow. So that is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he got relevant from that. And the fact of it is that Sheena clearly has always wanted to be affiliated, like a little leech, with something that would make her higher. And I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but just anyone that can sit on a show like this and not show any remorse or be humble or...
Well, it's weird because she started off by being like that.
She was crying, yeah.
She did start off by being somewhat, but it was at the time where Vanderpump Rules was new. She wasn't in this reality world. Now, when we see her this season, she's different.
She got a lot of followers.
She has confidence. So she's like,
right, look, we're talking about her. So she did something right.
Can we please
at the end of the day?
End this Sheena portion?
Okay, so... But it shows that Lisa really, at the end of the day, is going to choose her life and the better for her family.
Over Brandy.
Over Brandy and agreeing with Brandy. And so I think that also hurts Lisa because Lisa can't be a traitor to her show and to her staff. She can't do it. She will literally lose the show. Like it will be, you can't be a traitor of that and then go and film with her and be like, I love Sheena. Sheena, come and get engaged at my house. It doesn't make any sense. So I think Lisa feels guilty deep inside. I think it will bother her, but I think she knows that Brandy does her own dirty acts too. And Brandy does what she has to do to stay relevant as well. So that's kind of her way of justifying it, I think.
Definitely. I mean, they all do their own thing to stay what they think is relevant. And honestly, Lisa's successful at what she's doing. I mean, she has three restaurants, and well, including the one, Pump. The new one, and she has two reality shows.
Yeah, doing pretty well for herself.
Like, it's working for her because they're thriving off this reality world. And
I mean, she's now officiating weddings because of this show, and she's become somewhat of a symbol, you know, with gay Hollywood and people getting married. Yeah. So she's going to be officiating weddings with Jiggy as the ring bearer. Well, it's going to be a whole business.
What I think is weird is that Brandy's just now having an issue with Sheena being around all the time. Sheena's been around
for a long
time. All of a sudden, something clicks in you and you think, why is Sheena around? Hello?
Is it, though, because Sheena got engaged and Lisa asked her to congratulate her?
I think that was a little bit. I think that had a little bit to do with it. But there's been so many occurrences where Sheena is around and they're all around. And Brandy's like, hey, Sheena, what's up? What's up with your tooth? Like, your tooth's chipped. Like, weird things where she's been in front of her. So I think that Brandy knew that the show's going to end soon. Next season, you know, they have to cast people. She does not want to be chopped up. But if she's friends with Lisa and fighting with Kyle still, it's not going to last because there's nothing to fight with Kyle about at this time. She doesn't want to end the season being okay with anybody. So what bigger way to end than to start fighting with your biggest, you know, accomplice, your best friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens in the reunion. I don't know why it'd be a three-part reunion. I'm sure it's going to be crazy. So, you know, let's...
We saw them getting ready and...
Yep. So really,
they needed 10 more minutes.
So yeah, the last 10 minutes we saw who was sitting next to who on the couch. Found it weird that we did find out from a housewife that they actually do help pick out their clothes. And, you know, the producers have a lot to say about what dresses they wear.
You bring three options mm-hmm. each and then they choose.
So why are Carlton and Brandy in the same exact color? No clue. Weird.
But it's to do with, because also the what you're wearing is to do with where you sit. It's not all about what team you're on.
No, I know, but so I just thought I think like it would not have it, the same like, color.
See, I think it kind of worked because the first two were in purple
maroon and purple.
Pink. Yeah, and then it was two blues, and then, yeah.
Orange.
And then orange, Yolanda sat next to Joyce, and Joyce is in gold, Yolanda's in orange, so that kind of matches.
And Kim's in blue.
And then, yeah, it was like a navy-ish. Mm-hmm. So I think it kind of...
And then Andy had the blue tie, and then they mm-hmm. had blue walls.
Blue background, yeah.
I don't know. Weird.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the two blue.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I think the two blue, I think they looked hot.
Yeah, they definitely looked hot, but I think they could have picked one other color a little.
I just think when you're going to be bouncing cameras back and forth and seeing different people, that it just messes with your mind to see two people in the exact same blues. Mm-hmm. You want to see some sort of mm-hmm. differentiation, and you don't get it. So I didn't like it.
We'll have to find out about that, why that happened. But all right, so that was the end of this episode, and we're going to be back to do the reunion, all three episodes. So let's get into some predictions with the reunion.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I think they're going to gang up on Lisa. We kind of see it, but I think they're all going to get nasty and bully their way, mm-hmm. this word, and kind of bully her and just all gang up and be like, you're the bad one, Lisa.
I find it weird that Carlton said that Lisa and Joyce were her biggest they were the ones that were advocating for her and for her being a good person and a good friend, and they were on her side. So I want to see how Kyle reacts to Joyce sticking up for Lisa, and if that's going to bother put any tension between mm-hmm. them.
Yeah. I'm just kind of anticipating 3 hours of watching these women talk. I'm bored enough through this pathetic party that I'm hoping that they bring the drama, because it has been a slow ride with the last couple episodes.
Yeah, I think I'm used to the reunions always having a lot of drama.
Yeah,
so.
It's hard. Sometimes, though, it's just you just want to fast forward certain parts. I mean, I've seen really good ones. I am so into it.
Jersey, forget it.
But there's other times when I'm just, it just feels so drawn out. And
I hope that's not the case. I don't think it will be. I don't think it will be.
I don't think it will be, because they've had to. I mean, I've never known there'd be three reunions.
See, I think that because there is three, it's going to be drawn out and long, because they need this time. They need to stretch it out.
I think the husbands are going to come in, and I think mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of the husbands talking to the husbands, because Jersey had three. Pretty sure they had three last season, or the season before. It was crazy, but obviously this is it's not going to be Jersey drama, but it's going to have some drama. There's no way you're going to give us three reunions and not produce the drama.
I agree.
We'll see. We'll see if we're right or not. Yeah. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Where can we find you?
I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Shaw Broadbent on Twitter.
And I'm at CassidyGuard.com. Thank you so much,
guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.